I just want to take up from where we left off last week. So we had a question about the Hava Mina in Tosis. Because Tosis says he's following it in Mekadesh HaRifta, the position of the Rashbam, namely that you could be Mekadesh HaLapas. And he raises the question not to ask Akasha on the Rashbam that you see that you can't be Mavdal Alpas, right? Midameimar Bastavas, right? He fasted because he didn't have Yayin that night. So you see, he couldn't make Havdal Alpas. And certainly you can't be Mekadesh Alpas because Kiddush is Chomor Mavdala. And then he brings two proofs. That one, it's Kovas L'Kiddush, V'lo L'Avdala, namely, that when Shabbos arrives and you're in the middle of a Suda, you have to stop the meal and make Kiddush. Whereas if you're in the middle of a meal when Shabbos ends, so then you don't have to stop the meal to make Avdala. That was one Raya that it's more Chamor. And then the second was the fact that Avdala you can make Al Chamar Medina, Al Sheikhar, and Kiddush, you can't. So therefore, certainly you shouldn't be able to make Kiddush alapas. So he answers, basically, if I could just use our jargon, he answers apples and oranges. It's no kasha. Because over here, there's a very good reason. There's a reason behind it. Because since there's a mitzvah to be so a tzuda Shabbos, then Kiddush is shayach alapas. Namely, it's an essential entity of oneg. So it makes sense that Kiddush could relate to pas, just like it could relate to yayin. But by Havdalah, there's no shaychus to pass whatsoever. And therefore, all that you're left with is the idea of Havdalah al-Yayin, because that's a Shira, that's a din of Shira Vodah. So we left off last week. Well, what was his kasha? It seems like no kasha. It's like a straw man. And the whole argument is very strange. What's the argument that it's more machmir? I mean, so what? Like, that's what I mean by apples and oranges. I mean, what do you mean it's more machmir? Okay, so maybe it's more machmir in one regard. What does it have to do with whether or not you can make Kiddush a la Yayin or a la Pas? Oh, the whole kasha is very strange. That was what was bothering us last week. What's the rationale behind the kasha? So I saw the Rush takes up, he really, his own style presents a lot of these shitas over here that Tosfos has. And let me just find it. Yeah, it's in the middle of Os Yud Zion in the Rush. In the usual Vilna Shas, the usual standard Gemaras, it's in the right hand column, and I don't know how many lines down, but there's a period there. Then it says Vinago Am L'Kadesh Alapas. It's probably about 35-40% down the page. So I'll read it. He says Vinago Am L'Kadesh Alapas V'chein Eskimo Kol Hagaonim. Umashahevi Raya Rabbeinu Tam, the Kiddush Chomor Mehavdala, Mishim the Kovas la Kiddush, Ve'ena Kovas la Avdala, Ena Raya. The Lav Mishum Chomor the Kiddush. Right? That's basically the problem. It's no Raya. It's not because of the Chomor the Kiddush. Ela Tam Yesh Ladavar. The dinhu shetikva l'kiddush mishum kovet Shabbos lo yochal ad sheyakadesh v'yikva sudasa l'chvot Shabbos aval havdala eino kovet Shabbos she yitzterech lahafzik sudaso kidei lahavdil. Vahavdala dinu shlo yavdil apas, di boi lo achel b'motzi Shabbos. Hilkach eina el alayayin shomer lov kol divrei shira voda, o al davashu chamar medina. Aval kiddush roi liyos al apas. Kevin the Hasuda, he chova Shabbos. There it is. He puts it very well. The very kasha we asked, he puts very well. He makes it sound pretty bad. He says, "The lav mishum chumra the kiddushu elatam yesh ledavar." But I think there also, at least to me, there was a hint. It's funny, I really had the idea before I looked at the rush. But I felt like I didn't know. Like it was like, I was probably going to say it anyhow. But I could speculate as well as another person. But I was happy to see the rush, at least the way the wording was. So I want to see if it works out. Unless somebody else wants to say something. I have no idea. Somebody wants to try to explain what the kasha was here. I'm happy to listen. I think the pshat is like this. That Tosus was in the kasha. Tosus was learning that the takana of a kiddush al hayayin is in order to make the maisa kiddush a davar chashev, to give it a certain status, since it's an important activity. It's covered Shabbos, right? Zechira Shabbos. So therefore, they instituted it ala koshel yayin. And since you see that the greater covered Shabbos is kiddush more than havdalah, because by kiddush you have to be mafsik, whatever you're doing, mafsik sudaso, to make kiddush. But Havdalah, you don't. And yet you see, or also you see, for instance, Havdalah, they allowed you to do Al Shechar, that was still considered sufficient. But they didn't allow that by Kiddush. So therefore, Pas, since Pas is no good by Havdalah, we see openly, then it's impossible that you should be able to use pas as a qualifier of kiddush. That's Tosa's thinking. And by the way, I don't mind if you even want to say that. I'm not saying you have to say this, but I don't mind if you want to say it, that they rendered, when they were masaking kiddush and havdalah layayin, in order to bring out the kiyum of shira alayin. I don't mind if you say that. If you say that's exactly, if you want to define, perhaps you want to argue that is an aspect what makes it a more chush of activity. By bringing out, it's not only is there divrei shevach in the words of the kiddush or havdalah, there's Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam, but they brought it out, made it manifest through using Yayin. And that itself is the Chashivas that they brought out. But it's essentially a concept that to be Kiddush Al HaKos, Havdalah HaKos, is due to the importance of the activity. And then you can understand how you can make a Kol Shekein from Havdalah to Kiddush. And those halachas, that make sense. And Tosus in the Maskana says exactly like the Rush says very well. No, it's not because of the chumrah. See, that's very good the way he puts that. It's not because of the chumrah, but yesh tam ladavar. Meaning it's not a concept of chumrah and chashivos, the chumrah of Kiddush, but rather it's because there's an idea that they are masakin al hakos or al hapas, because by Kiddush, it's halacha that when you're being mekadesh, you should relate through your Kiddush to the entity of Oneg. So therefore, that's why pas, since there's a mitzvah of Suda, so you relate to pas, and you relate to Yayin. You koveya Suda la Yayin. But by Havdalah, that whole idea doesn't make any sense. So therefore, all you're left with is the one qualitative idea of Shir al Yayin. And that's why it can't be al pas. That's what I think he said. It's a completely change. A change from the way he understood the halacha of Kiddush Halakos in the Kasha. A completely different idea than Kiddush Halakos in the Maskana. It was hard for us because we were always thinking like the Maskana throughout the sugya, because we were always operating with Shir Alayayin, so that moved us in a certain way. But even in the Havamina, I added that. You don't have to say that the Havamina doesn't have the idea of Shir Alayayin, but it's still an idea of simply of chashivas. It still registers as a chashivas. Chumrah of Kiddush. And Havdalah also, but Havdalah is not as chumrah. But since you see certain substances are not allowed by Havdalah, that's a kol shekein, it won't give chashivas to the Kiddush. Because Kiddush is more chumrah. So it definitely has a higher, you know, demand and a higher standard. When the Rush says it's not a chumrah, but yesh ladavar tam, he's not deprecating Rabbeinu Tam. What he's saying is, when he says yesh ladavar tam, he means an innate tam that has to do with the nature of Havdalah and the nature of Kiddush. Whereas in the Kasha, it wasn't innate to them. It was the idea that these are activities that are a Seder Dvarim. They're an important Seder Dvarim, a din of Zacharis Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, right? Both Kiddush and Havdalah. And therefore, the Chachamim were Mesakin Alakos to give it a certain standard, a certain Chachivas. So that's not a Tam that's innate to each one individually, but that's about, that's in terms of the general class of those kind of things. That's what the Rush means. And that's why it's no kasha. Because he's showing you, the Rush maintains, since he's showing you a more primary reasoning that has to do with the innate nature of each one, that is a better explanation. It's hard to ping pong on this one. You want to go back now to Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah, but Rabbeinu Tam, I told you already last week, Rabbeinu Tam starts with a premise that he can't believe that you can make Kiddush on Pas. He simply doesn't have that in his wheelhouse. So, of course, he's going to have to explain this whole Takana in a different way, and therefore he has a right to ask the Kash on the Rashbam like this. So I don't know. I'm not a. I don't think it's going to be. You know, that's it. I mean, I can't keep on going back and forth. I mean, that's it. All right. Now the next thing was Rabbeinu Tam Shita himself. So in order to get the fully what he means, it's worthwhile to do the Tosis, the one we skipped. Zimnin Sagin. See, can't skip Tosin. That's the Musar Haskell. Zimnin Sagin have a kaimna kamei derav. You have to do that Tosis, because the second half of the Tosis is the is Rabbeinu Tam's explanation. And then that fits into when he explains, ultimately, the Pshat and Rav Yitzchak, you know, how he reads the Gemara. All right, so let's do that first. Zimnin Sagin Havakim Nekameda Rav. You're on. Okay, so Tosis says, Hash the Masik, the Kiddush Lo Havi Heschadas. Okay, so he's in the Rashbam's world here. Okay, that's a din of Heschadas. Okay? Vim Tomar, the Beperek Elo Dvorim, Omar Beisilim, Mosgenes Akos, Vachach Noten Liadayim. Umar Forish, Taima Mishim, the Tekel Flintil Siadayim Suda. Vachim Azigas Akos, Havi Tvei, Heschadas, Mekiddish. Okay? So, of course, last week, I think it was last week. I'm not sure. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. We explained that's the Rashbam. I mean, it's the Rashbam really addresses that question. I mean, the Ran really brought out his idea fully. But he has the same kasha, really. But his answer is, you're right. There is no Hesach Hadas and a Chanami. It's a separate halacha. The Tekef Netilas Suda is a separate halacha. It's a separate kiyum. That you manifest that we do it, that Klal Yisrael does Netilas Yadayim, that the Gavra does Netilas Yadayim for Suda. Right? That was the Kiyam. That's why the Rashbam holds that even if you that Lechatchila, you shouldn't do Netilas Yadayim, Kodem Kiddush. It's just not a Heschadas. That's the whole din of Tekel Netilas Suda. So the whole Kasha, the Rashbam has a whole different approach. So Tosis is within his approach here, meaning it's a concept of Heschadas, but now he's learning that it really is Heschadas, some kind of Heschadas. So what's his answer? And then you'll see his answer. He doesn't give the Rashbam's answer. V'yesh lomar, the shiny maziga shehi b'chamin, v'tzorach diktok, shelo yechoser, shelo yosir, v'havi tvei Heschadas mikiddush. See? Whole different approach. He learns that it's not some new kiyum, some new mitzvah snatila, but rather an achanami, meziga sakos, although maybe it doesn't take as long as saying a good kiddush with a nusach, but nevertheless, it's considered hesachadas, more than kiddush. So how would you formulate that? So he's giving a different approach within the Rashbam's world. Okay? As you'll see in a minute, Rabbeinu Tam is a whole different idea. Okay. But what would you say about this? Sounds like, I mean, I would say like this. That Tosis is simply saying that there is a difference between an Amira as opposed to a physical activity that requires precision. And a physical activity that requires precision engages the mind in a certain way. And that halakhically is considered a Heschadas, as opposed to an Amira. That's what I think he's saying. That's right. His kasha was that both an Amira and Maziga both require some level of the mind being involved, obviously. But his answer is that he says, but you see, the Chachamim hold that this engages the mind in a different manner. And that's considered Tvei Heschadas. See, that's why he puts it that way. It's not like he's saying, well, there, the mind isn't engaged at all. No, he recognizes the mind is engaged. But an Amira doesn't qualify as a Heschadas because the mind is not engaged in the same way as a physical activity with precision. See, that's why it's a physical activity with precision, with dikduk. You wouldn't say scratching your nose qualifies. That's why he's careful about that. But I wouldn't try to go further than that. It just reminds me on a practical level every time that I'm if I'm making challah in the bread machine and I'm also on the phone, I'm basically guaranteed to mess up that challah. It requires certain measurement, a careful counting, and you just simply cannot do that. It's a hesach hadas. What can I tell you? If you, you know, you just, it's a certain precision that's required when you're doing it. And to be on the phone doesn't give you the same mind's involvement and you mess up. So it's definitely when you're involved in that, it's a certain kind of qualitative involvement. That's all I would say. End of story. Now Rabbeinu Tam. Look what Rabbeinu Tam's unbelievable. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. I bet you none of you guys would say a svara like this. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. The Hasam Airi Bechol. V'yesh locho shim yitel kodem ziga shiyasok b'shar dvorim v'lo yochel alter v'lav adayte aval b'shabes ein locho shiyaflig l'dover acher shahashulchan orach v'yochel miyad. Wow. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that the whole din of tekef l'netila suda, that's a halacha b'chol. And that's why they give the example of meziga. Because if the guy doesn't immediately go to Suda, and he starts involving himself in other activities, even an activity that's could be, you know, you would call Tzorach HaSuda. But once you let him divert, he might completely divert. And then that will create the Hesach Hadas. Now, it's really the Mezika per se is not the Hesach Hadas. But they gave it a status because he might go off to other things. But by Shabbos, we're there. The Arichas HaShulchan is not an incidental matter. It's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. So therefore, we know that when a guy is notel yadav, and the shulchan is before him, it's not a an arbitrary thing. It's not like what's the word I'm looking for? Right. In other words, by chol, there's no mitzvah, there's no idea of a shulchan arach. The guy it could be. It can't, in other words, by chol, the shulchan is not, the suda is not necessarily there. But here, it's necessarily here. So therefore, we're not afraid. The guy will be maflik. Say nechanami. On Shabbos, he could do mezika sakos. And that's why Kiddush is not a problem. In other words, Kiddush and mezika sakos from Beit Tam also learns they're equal. He doesn't learn like the Bali Tosis did. In fact, he learns like the Rashbam in regard to that, but for a totally different reason. He agrees. There's no difference in any way between the issue. Both of them are not going to be a Hesach Hadas. They're both Tzorach Suda. But the only thing is, in Chol, he might be Maflig L'Dover Acher, V'Lav Adayte. But on Shabbos, that simply won't happen. So what is like Rabbeinu Tam's framework here? I don't know if that's too, it's hard to me explain what I'm still looking for. I just want to understand what Rabbeinu Tam, what's the nature of this formulation here? Like, what's the halacha predicated on? Yeah, what I wanted to add was, there was Rabbeinu Tam, what's interesting about Rabbeinu Tam is that his formulation the whole idea of tekef netila suda is purely based on the psychology of man. It's a psych, you know what I mean? It's a psychologically based takana. There really is no distinction here between meziga and making kiddush. But it's simply the nature of man that when you allow him to get involved in an activity, he could get diverted and do other things. It's just the psychology of the Yom Bank. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. It's the Chachamim said this halacha to exactly avoid a real Hesach Hadas based on the nature of man. There's nothing to do with the nature of Mezigah, the nature of the Kiddush. It's like a whole different kind of analysis. Man is a certain type of a personality. You let him start patching around over here, he starts doing this over there, all of a sudden he's in the kitchen doing this, and that's it. He gets diverted very easily. The Chum wanted to keep him focused. But on Shabbos, there's no need for that, because he is focused. He's not going to divert from the Suda Shabbos. The Shulchan's Aruch, it's ready to come in. He makes kid, you know what I mean? Whatever, if he even doesn't make, whatever, point to Rav. He does Netilas Yadayim, that's it. He knows he's going, the Suda Shabbos is before him. There's no diversion. It's purely a psychological based takana. That's what makes it very interesting. It's not an analysis of whether or not this is objectively a Hesach HaDas or not. That's what he says. Take a look. See, that's, and now go back to the Tosis Mekadesh Arifta, Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Mikol Makom, right now I'm going back to right after where we left off in Mekadesh Arifta. Mikol Makom Nir Rabbeinu Tam, Dei Mekad Shana Alpas Klal, right? That's, we explained that. He simply cannot accept that there's an idea of Kiddush Alpas. That's not Alakos. Alakos, it doesn't make sense to make it Alapas. V'hocha hachi perusho. Hanotel yadav lo yikadesh mishum besfira leil rav yesh kiddush shelo b'makom suda v'chayshin on shema yaflig v'yelech l'chutz. That's the problem. Since there's no connection between kiddush and suda per se, so if you let the guy do netilas yadayim first, and then he's going to make kiddush, we're back in the same problem. He's not intrinsically related to any Suda. So therefore, Shema Yaflik, he might get diverted. He'll do other things. But, that was Rav Bruna, right? Now, Amar Le Rav Yitzchak, Zimnin Dechaviva Le Rifta, Mekadesh Arifta, Klomar, Hava Mekadesh Achamra, Al das lechol miyad rifta, vayanotel miyad yadav kodem kiddush, v'lo dami lemeziga sakos kid the precious leil. V'zimne de chavil lechamer have a mekadesh achamer shelo b'makom rifta, dahainu suda, d'sfir leyesh kiddush shelo b'makom suda. Okay. Uman de sover ein kiddush el b'makom suda kol shekain denotel yadav mekadesh d'lo havi hesach hadas. So based on that principle, that's how Rabbeinu Tam explains the whole Gemara. That if it was Chavivale Rifta, in other words, Rav Bruna said like this. Let's just go through the facts clearly. There's Rav Bruna said, Hanotel Yadav Lo Yekadesh. Why? Because Rav held, There's no relation between Kiddush and Suda. So therefore we're worried about the problem of the psychological problem of Adam that he'll divert. He'll have diversions. And therefore there'll be a lack of there'll be a Heschadas that will be caused between his Netila and Suda. Correct? So Rav Yitzchak said, no. Zimnin de chaviva le rifto makadesh arifto. That if he's makadesh, of course, on wine, if he's makadesh on wine, for the purpose of eating suda, so then we're not worried about that anymore. That's his focus. He has the shulchan aruch, and his mind's eye is when he does netila, and he's going to make Kiddush al Hakos, but he's doing it for the purpose to be Koveya Suda right afterwards. So that Rav Yitzchak held is what he called is okay, and that's not comparable to Mezigas HaKos. Why not? So maybe so Ravina Tom's idea is like this: that when he was Mekadesh Al Das Lechol Rifta. So it means that when he was Mekadesh, his das is to be Matir Onik Shabbos, to be Matir the Suda Shabbos. Right? Because even according to Rav, you're not allowed to eat before you make Kiddush. You just don't have a din of Kiddush for Makom Suda. But it's also to eat before you make Kiddush. So he's making Kiddush Al Das, that specifically this Kiddush should be matir his achila suda, to be matir in achila suda, specific achila suda. So therefore, in that psychological framework, he's not going to divert. Whereas during the week, b'chol, There's no you know halachic framework whatsoever. He washed, and now he goes into another activity. So now the psychological will play a role that once he do chacham will worry that once the guy is is doing something else, he's involving himself in something else, that who knows where he's going to go next. But over here you're not going to say that because here it's al das. This is, in other words, he's doing the very Kiddush in order to be matir him to have the Suda. So therefore, the very nature of the Kiddush is not diversionary. Because he's saying, I'm making Kiddush in order to be able to eat. You're right, the Meziga is for the Suda you're about to have. But it's over there by Chol, the Meziga, from a halachic perspective, is just an arbitrary activity. It's an activity. It's a human hisaskus. And Rabbeinu Tam maintains that that's exactly what the Chum were afraid of. That, well, that's the nature of a person. That once he gets involved in things, so he diverts. He'll get involved in other things. But over here, the very Kiddush is not just simply another activity. It's the matir of the achila he's going to do. He's making Kiddush al das lechol. That's the very nature of the Kiddush. That's what he's doing. So since this gavra is making Kiddush, and al das means not just a cycle, since it's the Kiddush is matir the achila. So that puts him in, that's a different psychological a state he's in. It's not going to lead him to divert. Because the very nature of this thing is that this thing is exactly to get to the next step. It's not arbitrary. It doesn't have an arbitrary character. Because it's being matir, the next step that he wants. For what yayin? I guess the way I'm using arbitrary means like this. In the case of Chol, there was no reason that he has to do Meziga right now. That's what I mean by arbitrary. It's simply an activity. He's simply involving himself in activity at this moment. And that's the nature of an Adam, that when he gets involved in activities, he does other activities. But over here, you can't call Kiddush arbitrary. It's not merely involving himself in some activity. No, this is the very thing. He's doing this to be, he really wants, why is he washing now? He really wants to eat a meal. And now, in order to eat that meal, he needs this matir. He cannot have the meal without Kiddush. So therefore, psychologically, the Kiddush, in his mind, is tied to the Suda. It has to be that way. So then that would there's no problem of being maflik. Where's he being maflik to? Psychologically, he wants to eat. His mind's eye is on the meal. That's really what he wants. And now he needs to do this halachic performance in order to be allow him to eat the meal. So it's not an arbitrary activity. Meziga is arbitrary. There's no need to do that activity right now. You'll tell me, but it's related to the meal. But what do I care? But the nature of the activity is arbitrary. But this one is not. So it puts him in a different psychological place. He's not going off to do something else, because this thing is exactly in order that he can accomplish the thing that he wants, namely the Suda. The very nature of Kiddush is, in his mind, why he's making Kiddush, it's matir the achila. It's permitting him to eat, to have the achila that he wants. So therefore, part of the very nature of this thing is his objective. So you can't call it a diversion. You can't call it an arbitrary activity at this moment. Whereas Meziga in its nature is, it's still an arbitrary thing. It's just he's introducing something that's foreign at this moment. Now that itself is not terrible, but that's the nature of people. Once they start doing, he starts potchkering with this, he starts doing other things too. Right, he says, like, kidapricious la'el, meaning what was la'el? What did he say la'el? He said, here you have, on Shabbos, you have a Shulchan Aruch. And we're not choshesh shiyaflik. But by Mezigas Kos during the week, there is no Shulchan Aruch. I mean, that's what he's saying, right? He's saying that over here, you have a Shulchan Aruch. In other words, when you say you're Mekadesh Arifta, it means when you're being Mekadesh, you're doing a Maisa that's going to be Matir, the Suda that's Aruch Lefanav. And therefore he won't be Maflik. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe simpler. There is the psychology is that since the Shulchan, there's a Shulchan Aruch, so his food is all prepared and ready to go, and the Kiddush is simply being matir to do that. So therefore, psychologically, he won't divert. Because he won't divert when he knows the Suda is ready for him. Whereas in the other case, this idea of a Suda is not there. It's not extant. He's simply being notel yadav to eat a piece of bread. So psychologically, he could divert. It doesn't trouble him to divert. It's easy psychologically for him to divert. But he won't divert when the Suda is before him. And that's what it means, Mekadesh Arifta. Because that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, Ki Depricious La'el. So La'el was that there was a Shulchan Aruch. That's the main psychological point. That's the main point. Maybe that's better. Not so much that, you know, we were harping on the arbitrary character of Meziga versus Kiddush. No. It's really the idea that Mekadesh Arifta means there's a Shulchan Aruch. And that psychologically the guy will not divert from. meals prepared, then he's not going to go and engage in other activities because there's a suda lefanav. So that's what it means, Makadesh Arifta. It means he's Makadesh with the knowledge that he's doing this now, not simply to be Yotzei Kiddush, but to get to the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, psychologically, he won't divert. But Bechol, there's no idea like that. So therefore, if he engaged in other activities, he has nothing restraining him from diverting to other activities. I think that's better. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam says, but if you hold, if of course you hold Kiddush, you hold like Shmuel, the Kiddush B'makom Suda, then the whole question, of course, is there's not going to be a problem. Then of course you won't divert because the very halacha demands that your Kiddush must follow Suda. But it's even according to Rav, because of the psychological nature of the halacha of Tekef Natila Suda, that here also, even according to Rav, you're not worried about Natila, that the Kiddush is a hefsek, a hefsek hadas. Because it's Shulchan Aruch Lefanav. That's what it means, a daita derifta. That's the case. In other words, it's coming to tell you that subjectively, if your mind is to make Kiddush, to have the meal immediately, and which means, of course, on Shabbos, that means Shulchan Aruch, because that's what the mitzvah Suda Shabbos demands. So therefore, you don't have to worry about Hesach Hadas there either. It'll only be a problem on Chol. That was Rav Yitzchak's answer. Yeah, the concept you already know from the previous Tosis, but Rabbeinu Tam is showing you how that idea now fits into the Pshat and the Gemara. That's what Rav Yitzchak was saying. The Zimnin de Chaviva le Rifta Makadesh Arifta. Zimnin de Chaviva le Chamra Makadesh Achamra. Meaning that you see that when it was Chaviva le Rifta, Makadesh Arifta means, therefore, there's no, in other words, you can't tell me Hanotol Yadav lo Yakadesh. It's not true. That's not true. If you notel yadayim al das lechol rifta, meaning that your suda Shabbos is aruch lefanav, then the problem of takeif doesn't exist. That's what he means. Kiddush Leil. He's applying the principle that he already stated. He's now showing you how Rabbeinu Tam utilizes that very principle of takeif to the suda to explain Rav Yitzchak's statement. So it comes out, of course, the upshot. Since we paskin Ein Kiddush Ella B'Makom Suda, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could definitely be Notel Yadayim Kodem Kiddush. Absolutely. There's no problem. Hesach Hadas at all. No problem whatsoever. And even if you held like Rav, it wouldn't be a problem because we're all Makadei Shal Yayin Al Das Lechol Rifta. Either way you learn. But I mean, of course, Halacha L'Maisa, of course, it's definitely no problem because we Paskin like Shmuel. That'll be the upshot of this Rabbeinu Tam, halachically speaking, practically speaking. Yeah, back to the Ran. The Ran that we did when we were explaining Rashi and the Rashbam. So in the middle of that piece, it's the Dibra Maskil Notel Yodav Lo Yekadesh in the Ran, on the Riftapim, Chof Beis Amar Aleph. So he says, V'haraz Alevi Piresh Derav L'taymei, D'omar Tam Eino Mekadesh, V'av Zesh Notel Yodav Gila Bedaito, Shekofatz L'achila, V'zilzel B'kiddush Hayom, V'havale kilo tom v'lo yikadesh. Who? Aval acherim mekadshin lo. So, in other words, when Rav Bruna said, lo yikadesh, in the name of Rav, it's Aliba the Rav, who held tom ain't a mekadesh, that if you were toim, you can't make kiddush. You cannot make kiddush. So this person also, when he's notel yadayim, he's megala bedaito that he really wants achila, and it's a zilzul in kiddush hayom. And it's as if he was toim velo yikadesh. Aval acherem b'kachin lo. V'docha Rabbi Yitzchak loha shmaisa dekeven de'efshel l'kdushay arifta ein ze zilzel b'kiddush hayom u'mekadesh al eze mehem sheyirtza. And that was Rabbi Yitzchak, that it's not a zilzel because you could be mekadesh on pas. Rabbi Bruna was holding the sheet that you can't be mekadesh al pas. But Rabbi Yitzchak's answer is no, what are you talking about? It's not a zilzel because you'd be mekadesh on pas. So there's no zilzel. The kol shekein anan the hashda the kaimel and tam mekadesh tam mavdil lo cheshin and lohad Rabbi Bruna koliker. Sounds like, by the way, that last statement, V'kolshkein anan hash t'kaimon tam mekadesh tam mavdil, that the Baal Amor was a little bit mesupik whether Rav Yitzchak was considered to be a complete, you know, dechia of Rav Bruna's statement. It's as if like there are two statements in the name of Rav. And which one is really the halacha is a little bit unclear. But since we hold tam mekadesh, so the whole problem goes out the window, practically speaking. So if a guy is notli yadayim, he could definitely make kiddush, even aliyayim. I'm just pointing that out. That's why I think he says that. Why is he saying vanan ha dekaimalon? You know what I mean? Because the Gemara doesn't really paskin. I mean, the Rashbam seems to, you know, learns that, you know, or most learned. I mean, the is that Rav Yitzchak is a dechia, and that's the end of it. But you could learn, no. There's now two deos in Rav. But this will, the practically, it won't make a difference. You'll definitely go like Aliba the Rav Yitzchak at the end of the story, because Rav Bruna was based on Tom Eina Makadesh. But we don't hold that way. Right. But it seems to me, in any case, I mean, what was the... it sounds like the Baal Hamor's explanation, if I may say, seems very similar to the Rashba we did a whole bunch of weeks ago. That's what it seems like. That... He has one, you know, slight difference. One slight difference. Yeah, what's the difference? The difference is that the Rashba did not base it on the idea that Rav holds Tam Eina Mekadesh. He never brought that idea in, if I recall. So what's the difference? How, you know what I mean? The difference between the Rashba's explanation and the Baal Amor. Yeah, one second. There's how did the Rashba? The Rashba had it that if you know till yadayim, so there's no halacha to be no till shtei yada for a kiddush, right? For kos, in the system of tilas yadayim. So if you know till shtei yadayim, it shows that really, what are you? You really were willing to skip kiddush. You didn't give kiddush its due. He says you were noesh. Right, you had yeish from Kiddush. And that's a zilzel of Kiddush. So it's a lack in the gavra. The gav is a gavra of a makadesh. Because we said, because it's a shevach v'shira. There's a gavra by shevach and shira. And a gavra who's mezalzel, who doesn't give it its proper due consideration, he's not Roy. He's not the Lechatchila Roy to be a Makadesh. Right? That's how we explain the Rashba. Yeah, so the right. So our question is, what exactly is the Baal Amor's formulation? Because he seems to be talking about the idea of Zilzel and his Gila B'daito Shechofetz Lechila V'Zilzel B'Kiddush Hayom. V'Havale Ki'ilu Tom V'Lo Yikadeshu. Why does he? It seems like he's learning Tam Eino Mekadesh is also somehow tied in with the idea of a zilzel. I'll tell you what I was thinking. I'm not in the area of Tom, Makadesh, so. Because it seems over there that really Tom Eino Makadesh means no, he can't make, that's it. He forfeited Kiddush completely. I mean, even others can't make Kiddush for him. It's too late. He blew it. But over here, you don't say that. Here, it's Hanotu Yadav Lo Yikadesh Hu of Alachera Makachin Lo. So maybe the Baal HaMor learns that he was looking, the Baal HaMor was looking for an objective address for this halacha. Now this halacha is really an extrapolated halacha. It's a separate Rabbana. In other words, Tom Eino Makadesh is the real halacha. Meaning, once the guy is ochel, and the kiddush will now lack in functioning as being koveya, oneg and suda Shabbos, the shame Shabbos, give it that character, so he's forfeited kiddush. That's the objective case. But what the Chachamim extrapolated from there, from that halacha, is that there's a concept of a gavra who's mezalzel. And from there they created this halacha. That's what Rav said. That had no till yadav. It's like what he's showing is that he does not care about Kiddush. But of course, he didn't really eat. He didn't really do a maisa that brought it to its full realization. But that is the address. Now, it's based on Tom Lo Yikadesh, that's where they extrapolated this category. One second.
I understand, but I don't see why you need that category from Tom Eino Makadesh.
Now it's, maybe it's like this. Like, you see, the Baal HaMor learns Tom Eino Makadesh like this. You ate. Now the question is, why can't you make Kiddush and be koveya the rest of the Onik Shabbos? Right? In other words, okay, you're right. What you did was a bad thing. But now why can't you go ahead and make Kiddush and be koveya the rest of the Achila Shabbos? The rest of Onik Shabbos. So maybe the Baal HaMor, that's how he learns the sugya. That Tom Eino Makadesh means when you objectively create a zilzel by eating, by doing an achila that was not nikfa al yedei kiddush, that you forfeit, that the such a gavra forfeits kiddush for the yom. But it's because it was objectively manifested by the fact that you ate. And Rav Bruna is coming along in the name of Rav and saying that Rav had a further halacha. That even if you didn't do the Maisa Achila, but doing the Tila, which is associated with Achila, that already shows a type of Zilzel. But since objectively you weren't pogame in the function of the Kiddush, we let another Gavra be motziyu. There's another Gavra whose Kiddush will have no aspect of a Gavra being a Mezalzel. He could create a Kiddush. You could be Yotzi the Kiddush. He'll be, in fact, Koveya, all your Achilas. So it's extrapolated from the original Halacha. In other words, over here, we is notli yadayim. There is a character of zilzel, but it's not objectified in really being pogame in the very function of the Kiddush yet. Because he didn't in fact eat. He just did something that's megala daito about an attitude. But it actually didn't become manifest in the way the Kiddush functions. So that's a derivative halacha. But the Rajba's formulation is not derivative. Maybe we can categorize it in a second, its definition. But there's the Rajba saying it is nothing, simply the fact that you have no right. It's not about the function of the Kiddush. So, because really we hold Tam Mekadesh. So really eating doesn't prevent the function of the Kiddush. But since you have no right to be Ochel Kodem Kiddush, so that itself qualifies it as a Zilzul in the Kiddush. I'm not defining it. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to describe their two shitas. All right, let's think about it. Let's think if we could formulate, precisely the difference between the Rab, but precisely the difference between the Rajba and the Balamar. I mean, they're definitely in the same framework, which of course has nothing to do with the idea of Haschadas. That's clear. And they both have the concept of a certain kind of a gavra. He's zilzel, he's mezalzel, gila bedaito. But according to the Balamor, it's derived from Tam Lo Yikadesh. The Rajba does not pin it on that. He has simply your passing over Kiddush. You're simply passing over Kiddush and getting to the Achila first. It's like you don't want to partake in the in this Shevach Vodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You just want to get to your Achila. That's a zilzel. All right, let's think about it. We still haven't gotten to the Rambam and the Rif.